So as we begin this ordinary time with the festival green, we have this doozy of a gospel this morning, right? A house divided cannot stand on itself. We have Jesus being misconstrued as being of the devil, and here we start our journey into ordinary time. So ordinary time for us is the season of the church year. It's the second half of the liturgical year where we learn about what it means to be disciples of Jesus Christ. And so in this year, in this lectionary cycle, as we go through the calendar, the lectionary appoints this early reading from Mark's gospel. So we're already just in chapter 3, and Mark is a very short gospel in and of itself. It's a very no-nonsense description of the story of Jesus and his ministry. And here at the very beginning, we have Jesus' teachings questioned. Jesus's very teachings are called out and said, I think this is of an evil spirit, or how could you be teaching the world in this way? And so the crowds descended to find out what it was that Jesus was saying. And as I reflected on Mark's text this week, I was like, you know, I really wish Mark would have written that down. Like, what was it that he was out there saying that got him in so much trouble, right? Like, what was that troubling word that the crowd seemed to balk at and wonder, could this be of an evil origin? Except that you have to remember that Mark begins his gospel not with the birth account, not with angels and a manger, but with this. This is the beginning of the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. And so what is it that Jesus was proclaiming that got him in so much trouble? Well, it was the good news. The good news that he stood in the line of John the Baptist, who said, you are more than what defiles you. Your sins are forgiven, because that is of God. And the crowds couldn't stand that good news. They couldn't handle that God might love bigger than they had a conception for, because God had a box and a temple and a law, and that's the only way that God could exist. And Jesus shows up on the scene and shows them what it's like to love beyond even our wildest imagination. That love come to bear in the life of Jesus could indeed cast out evil in this world, like demons, sin, death. And so the crowds couldn't handle that kind of good news. They didn't know what to make of that. And so they call for Jesus' mom and his brothers. Come get your crazy kid, right? And I often think that that line of Jesus being a smug 20-something, who is my mother and father? Except that I remember that Jesus' ministry all happened before he was 33 years old. And I remember what I was like in my 20s. So maybe Jesus is just living into that young adultness in his life. But he also calls us into question to say, you know, who are the ones that hold us accountable? Who is this community that he is coming to teach us about? Because in not so long, we'll see Jesus teach us about who is included in this community. And it goes beyond Gentile and Jew. It goes beyond slave and free. It is indeed for all to be part of this community. And you know, that radical good news can get us in trouble sometimes. That radical good news can sometimes be looked at like we're crazy pants, because we had the audacity to believe that God's love is bigger than what divides us. So Jesus says a divided house cannot stand. And as we continue to live in these very divisive times, may we remember the unity of God's love in our lives and in our world. Because God's love is what calls us to be united. God's love is what sees us beyond what divides us and this world. That we stand in a long line of God's unending love for us. Daily we are renewed in this, and yes, our outer sinful self is being renewed daily. And renewed by this ever-flowing font of God's love that comes to us in our baptism. That we can stand in a world of divisions and say to it, God loves you more than this. And so we speak into those fractured places, those cracks in the foundations of our society that look like socioeconomic poverty, racism, sexism, transphobia, all of these things that continue to threaten the very foundations of our society, we stand in the breaches and say, God's love is more than this. And so that's what Jesus was proclaiming. And they thought he had a crazy spirit about him. But you know, I want to be that kind of crazy. I want to be that kind of crazy that sees a world that is deeply broken and says, we, the siblings in Christ, are more than this, because we have the very Spirit of God dwelling in us. And so, yes, we stand as forgiven people, but also people empowered by the Holy Spirit to go and repair those broken pieces of our community. Because that's what Jesus came to do. That's what Jesus came to teach us about the good news. And so we stand and proclaim that good news, fitting that we are outside in the world today. Because that's what Christ calls us to do as siblings, brothers, and sisters in Christ. Amen.